Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Tuesday. Tuesday. No more. I don't know what's going on with Maddie, but Maddie, if you have a bad cold, please just relax at home. Last thing we need before vacation is to catch your cold, my friend.
Holmes, tack this week onto the next couple and just call
it. Nice long rest period.
I'm sure Fred's taking very good care of him.
I hope so.
And Bob's got us. No worries,
it's
bro.
It's fine.
We're fine.
She loves doing two jobs. She just loves, she thrives.
Yep.
It's amazing.
I'm having a blast.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Tuesday.
Yay!
The my least favorite day of the week.
Why is this your least?
Because at least on Monday, everybody's on the same page. It's like, oh, it's Monday. Like, let's not try too hard, you know? But then Tuesday, it's like, all right, everything you put off yesterday.
Yeah. I used to call it Get Her Done Tuesday. It's actually been a while now that I realized. It's like the only real day of the week. Like hump day, you're like, well, we're halfway through. And then Thursday, you're like, well, it's practically Friday. And then Friday, you're like, we're out of here.
I got news for you, Jive Turkeys.
No, oh, please.
Yesterday,
tell us
Monday, yesterday was the most epic day.
Oh.
Incredible.
It was a Monday.
Top notch. Mm. So fun.
We got swooped by a helicopter naked in our backyard. That was great. So that was a kick-ass Monday thing.
Do you mean like a bird?
No, like a helicopter. We could hear a helicopter coming as we were laying naked in our backyard.
Do you mean like a drone?
No, I mean like a helicopter. And so it goes over our house and then, which was epic Monday, just like you said, Vin, it goes over the house and I'm like, phew, that was quick. But it was pretty low. And then it came back.
I've got news from Marin. This is the copter. Couple of nude asses in Mill Valley looking fine.
We were face up at that point. We're on the second half of our 12-minute cycle.
Hello.
Yeah. Yep. We didn't run for it, though, which we considered doing. We did talk about it. Should we just like get up? And he's like, they're not looking at us. I'm like, I feel like they are. They came back. I feel like they are. That was a slow second pass.
What was John's move? Did he put a hand over it or did he just...
He puts a tea towel over it anyway. He doesn't want to get... So he's not completely naked. He takes a little, one of our little tea towels. Or whatever they're called. Dish towels. He doesn't want to get a burn on the precious, his precious.
The whole point of the slow, like the very minimal amount of time tanning.
Yeah.
Is to...
He doesn't
like
want it, Ben.
Slow build up and
he's afraid. Nobody wants that to peel or blister, God forbid.
All right. Well, I don't.
So he was not naked.
He had a tea towel. You know, that is.
A cheesecloth.
Descriptions. A doily, a cheesecloth.
Oh, a doily.
Whatever.
Maybe I should get him like a little doily.
None of that.
Get him one of those little socks they use in the movies. When men are supposed to be naked?
Yes. Maybe, yes.
No.
Put a sock on it.
No.
That'd be fine. But it's funny because he actually has to like handle, he doesn't want to not tan the area around it. He just doesn't want to tan it and the other two guys.
Well, for the record.
So he has to tuck it all in all around.
Whenever I go out in the sun in my backyard, I do not worry about that, and there has never been a problem, ever. He's not out there long enough.
No, very short amount of
time. To burn his ween.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to care.
Well, he needs to do him. I'm just saying, for the record, I'd rather burn than have a tea towel.
I wonder if it's because, like, if you ever noticed, you know, depending on what time of day it is, I will face a different way toward the sun. You know, whether I want to get like my neck or if I want to come down on the top of my nose. And I'm thinking that he's thinking that he would have to move it to different positions in order to get it evenly tanned.
5 minutes on the side.
Yes. Right. Like it might take, I'm like, well, just flip it every minute, you know, just put it wherever it needs to go. Maybe he's afraid of tan lines. Maybe it's like, I don't want it to.
Maybe it actually, the sun hitting it feels a little uncomfortable. That's possible. You know, when it's really hot out and you're like, I'm burning.
Yes.
You know what?
But it's more sensitive.
I guarantee if you look it up, actually, yeah. I can't guarantee anything because, you know, I don't want to. Mm. But I not only have I,
I'm just not going there.
I just don't. It doesn't matter. But I think part of the thing is to have the sun on you, on that, on all of you. That's it's short time, though. I don't know if anyone listening probably thinks we're tanning freaks, but we're not.
I'm not anyway.
I just get in the sun.
Yep. I like it.
And I don't get to do it every day because I have, you know, kids home now.
Oh, man. Poor Daddy Vinny.
I know. Well, put a tea towel on it and then you'll be fine.
No, I'm not doing that. It just sounds dainty. I don't like it.
And that's the difference between you and John at the end of the day.
What is it? What do you
say? That he would rather burn his thing than put a tea towel on it.
Yeah.
He's like, what if I call it a man towel?
Yeah, if it came in black.
That's probably better.
Yeah.
There are things that
something
you should...
Something with like a tiger on
smells
it.
Smells like Axe body spray.
I have never,
oh, man,
by the
we
way.
Are.
Did you guys hear about this great invention they've got?
Weirdos.
It's a man towel.
Anyway, I on the coast home.
Yes.
Just no wind.
Oh, so you got a good surfing.
Oh, God, did I ever. So
was it glassy, 4 foot?
All the things you want. And I made a friend yesterday.
Oh,
which is always
you make his friend?
Oh, I saw this guy a couple days ago, and I'm like, hey, and we chat for a minute, and seems, you know, nice enough. And then I see him the very next day yesterday, and I'm like, hey.
Hey, you.
What's up?
We gotta stop meeting like this.
No, we just get to chatting, and he's a guy in my age range, and he's got some tattoos on him too, and we got to talking a little bit, and
you're all nice tea towel.
And no,
it's weird that you go naked. It's so cold.
And then he needed some wax, and I loaned it to him, and then he.
Oh, were you guys even parked next to each other? Oh, okay, I see.
It was random too, by the way. And then he's gone for a bit, and he comes back, and he goes, "I made you this," and hands it to me. And it's a picture he's drawn. And it's really nice. And he goes, thanks for the wax. This is for you. And I was like, thank you.
Tell me more about this picture. Is it on a napkin? Or is it?
No, it's on a little cardboard, almost like, you know how a painter has, what do they call the?
Canvas?
A canvas. It's like that material, but on a small.
Oh.
What do you call that? 6x8?
Sure.
4x8? Something like that.
Yeah. Like brick size looking.
Brought it in the house, showed it to the kids and the missus. I'm like, look what I got today.
What was it a picture of?
Some nice boy that I met at the beach.
It was a picture.
Drew
of
me a picture. Oh. And my wife's like, what?
Is it like a picture of a surfboard, of a mermaid? Like, what the F is it a picture of?
Who makes a friend? It's a picture of the ocean with a motorcycle guy and a chopper guy driving and the ocean and right through his car, like he was sitting there looking through his car. It's a whole
Is it something
thing.
That was done before he handed it to you? Or is it something that he went to his
car? I can't say for sure, but he was there. When I jumped in, and he was still there when I got out, and that's when he said, I made this for you. So he probably made, I don't know, I came in and said, look what I got.
Did he sign it?
I think so.
What's his name?
I don't want to say.
Just tell me his first name.
No. But
is it remarkable?
No, but my wife goes, who meets someone at the beach and then they get handed a picture?
Well, that's what the guy has to do.
And I was like, I did. I don't know. Yeah,
me. I'm Vinny.
I mean, I'm a nice enough boy. I mean, why wouldn't I get pictures given to me?
Why can't nice boys have a moment and, you know, have that? We got the sex wax over here and the little painting over there.
Wonderful little moment in the world. And then I went home and picked up my kid and, you know, we played and talked, and I talked to the older kid who I'm trying to coach through some nonsense. Mm. It's fun. Vinny has a new bromance, 650
road. Sweet.
You'll always have Monday afternoon at the beach.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, Vinny, says 415. You know how Sarah's always using obscure words like pergola? Well, I was watching You've Got Mail for the umpteenth time and ran across the word trivet.
Oh, a trivet.
Ask Sarah if she knows what that is.
Of course I know what a trivet is.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
All right, hold on.
After I pull my cookies out of the or anything hot off the stove or out of the oven with my tea towel, using it to protect my hands, I put it on a trivet. It protects a table from
wrong
from hot stuff.
No.
Okay, what is it?
A trivet most likely refers to a brand of vitamin supplements.
You can tell he spelled it really badly.
A trivet is not vitamin supplements.
Because what you said came right up when I typed it in.
Oh, that's the second one. A trivet is a stand.
Yeah.
Often with three or four legs. Oh. Placed under a hot dish, pot, or pan to protect the table or countertop from heat damage. Of course she knows what it is.
Everybody knows what that is.
No.
I didn't know.
No. Really? I didn't know either.
You know what, though? The look on your face when I said sex wax, I don't think you know what that is either. It's just wax. Do you know what that is?
Sex wax is just
It's just a brand
wax
of surfboard wax.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I didn't know
and
that.
And I realized when I said it and you looked, oh, what is he talking about with the sex wax? And I thought, oh, I was just trying to be funny and add the word sex in.
That's what I thought you were doing.
But it was...
It was a pun, though. Because it's a real brand.
It was, yeah.
Clever. Yeah,
I'm punny like that.
Sarah.
Yara.
Just crochet John a UV chaunch cover.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
How do I UV it? I guess just line it with some fabric that will UV it and he can, oh my God, it could be so cute. I put a pom-pom at the end.
Why don't you do that?
I should.
I
yeah.
mean, that's
Is that
perfect.
Better than the tea towel then?
Well, no, not even close, yeah. But you know.
So listen, I don't know if anybody is on aerial photography of naked people in their backyards.com, but certainly please alert me if you find naked pictures of us on our lawn. That would be, if I see the helicopter again, I am going to run for it. Like, why would but I know.
What does it matter?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I just don't want
You're in your backyard. It's not like you're, you know, next to your husband. It's not like you should be all, I am ashamed of myself.
Right,
I have been caught.
And I bet your backyard looks great from that.
Yeah.
Aerial.
Oh my God, it definitely does. Everything is booming back there this year. What a summer. Hasn't been too hot. That's why, you know, like everything isn't out there like, I'm parched.
No, it's been
perfect. Like, I don't even want to say it.
Right. Don't say it.
So good.
We all know what you're trying to say. 408 says, Vin, I love this new surf bestie for you.
I know. It's nice.
Hope you connect again. Dudes need pals too.
It's true.
I have a lot of friends, but I make friends easy.
So
what can I say?
Did you make plans?
Happy Monday for sure.
To meet back up. And
Katie Z in San Jose on Odyssey.
Katie Z.
Hey, Katie. What's the question? Sorry.
What's the plan?
What do you mean?
For you and your new friend, the artist.
I'm not sure. I mean, should I try and put my hand on his thigh next time I see him? I mean, what do you mean? What's the plan?
Listen, I'm not going to tell you what to do with your hands next time you see him. I'm just wondering, like, are there plans?
No, I mean, I have always found, and this has happened a lot, it's not that rare, but I find people out along our coastline, there's mm-hmm. long stretches of empty coast on from here to my house.
Yeah.
And I always seem to see people and meet people and get to know
people.
So
he's just going
to
be a guy that you
occasionally see. Well, we'll see. I mean, I'm not going to ask for his number. If that's what you're asking, I'm not going to say,
but
hey,
some
bro.
Of your friends, you have asked for their number.
I
Isn't
actually
that how you
recent...
met Peter Cook?
No.
Oh.
But I have another friend that I met just out there. Just saw him all the time. And eventually at some point we just...
Let's go hang out.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to?
I don't know if it was like
get
that,
like a pizza or something?
I don't know. Is that...
Everyone loves pizza.
Yeah, I've never gone and... But I, you know, I make friends easy. It's no big deal. It's nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I recently made a new friend.
Who?
That chick Teal.
Oh, Teal.
Yeah. We had a play date on Saturday. It was nice. We hung out for a few hours. She brought these cookies.
Do you guys sing to each other?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The last hour we were together, she was like showing me some, she's a good guitar player, like a good guitar player. And she's like such a patient person, and she gave me some like warm vocal warm-ups, and then she was teaching me like this one lick from a Heart song that I like, and it was just, she's really, I'm really into her. Like, I have a lot of great girlfriends, but like no rock chick friends, and she's like showing me like, oh, play that AC/DC song like this. I'm like, okay. I'm all girl excited.
It's always nice to be with people who you have
Yeah.
like things in common.
And we, like, you know, she's a painter and stuff. TealCollinsArt.com, I guess. She's great. And so it is nice. Like, even at my age, I never really expect to make a bunch of new friends. I don't know. You sort of lock in with the people that you're friends with, even as an adult. And it's nice. I found, like, I got a lot of kids. I got a lot of friends because of my kids, mm-hmm. like school and that kind of thing. And I've had to, like, make friends quickly as I moved around before this job, because I've been here for a long time. So I have some of those people, but like, I don't know, the older I get, the more I'm like, I don't want any new friends. I don't need any. Then you meet someone, you go, oh,
it's always nice.
Collect this person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell my kids, we make friends wherever we go. Mm. That's what we do.
And we start with a smile.
We say hi.
Yep.
How you doing?
Hi with a smile. It works.
You doing okay?
Are you okay?
Oh yeah, I'm great.
Are you?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good.
How are you?
Good. We're just a little worried. We don't want to overtax you. We like you, Bob, and we're afraid that, you know, with you doing two jobs all week.
Did Teal ask to see your butt? 650.
Oh no, she didn't. But thank you.
If she had asked, and
she had a good reason, I probably would have shown it to her.
Make the cover out of bathing suit material, Sarah. It would be so cute. He might as well just put on a bikini. I mean, why not?
Well, you don't want the side tan lines.
Oh, right.
He doesn't want any tan lines.
Yeah.
He just, he's just.
Maybe you can get a couple little snaps put in the skin on either side.
Oh, and like little piercings and just
clip in his little.
Put it right in.
His little cover.
That'd be so rock and roll.
It would be pretty rock and roll.
No, that's
It's like those
ridiculous.
Guys, so rock and roll, and those guys get the snaps on their heads for their toupees. Mm, that's good.
No one does that.
Yeah, they do.
I've never heard of that.
I'm not going
to
look it up.
It's the thing. Vinny, you could get a row of snaps and
get
some hair.
What if Vinny Googles the guy's name and finds out he's actually some ancient mariner lost at sea 100 years ago who now roams the beach looking for companionship?
I love that text.
I hear that happens. Do you?
Yeah, 510. Oh, my God, yes.
Okay.
We've all seen.
That would
Pirates
make a great
Caribbean.
Video for social media.
It would.
So I hope that's true.
I think that he might be like maybe he's like a locally famous artist.
Oh my God, you guys.
He's handing out, you know, was it drawn with like a pen or?
Yes.
Oh,
yep.
like an ink pen or
yep.
a Sharpie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Black.
Exciting.
By the way, before we, because we do have to break, real quick. That's not heart to heart. Time after time. Time again.
Time after time. Time?
Time to...
Time after time.
Time after time. The movie for Bob's Movie Club. I got a little farther in it yesterday.
I finished the whole thing yesterday.
Oh, get out of here!
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Was I right about the beginning? You're like, what's happening here? I'm seeing all the names of everyone.
I just fast forwarded over that.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, and I went in like a minute and a half, and then the last, like, directed by or something, and then boom, the thing starts.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, perfect. This is perfect.
And then there's like a thing that happens, and then a moment, and then it's on.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I do have, I've.
You have thoughts?
I'm trying to.
Oh, she hated it.
Listen, it is really hard to go back and look at old movies knowing that they are so much better now. And they don't have to do stories now and special effects make. But how about those special effects? Like, come on.
Yeah, I feel like I had those on my first video camera. Like, you could put sparkles on. And honestly, that wouldn't have bothered me. And I'm not going to say anything bad about it or call this Bob's Horrible Club. Or no, John was calling it Bob's Torture Club. That's what
No.
Bob's Torture Club. So.
From a guy wearing a washcloth.
Yeah.
You got burned.
Junk. Yep. He didn't get burned, but you did. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Here's a song. See you in a sec.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.